Bezushim is Bochum begin Perchemish Vesum, the 25th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Mechin, Laws of Sales, and the 17th Book of Acquisitions, which should continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding what's included when there's a sale. And specifically in this Perek, we discuss what's included in the sale of a house in the Bekorjot. The Rambam gives Aloha Alf regarding what are the parts of the house that are included in the sale. Someone sells something that has other secondary utilities that are needed for distinct entities, which are connected with this specified item that's being sold. So Lemachas HaTashmishin, he actually has not sold those secondary utilities, Elm Kim Pirish, unless he specified. Ketzer House, as Ram illustrates. Machas HaBayis, someone sells a house. Lemachar Esa Yetziyash HaSivers HaBayis, he has not sold the patio that's around the house. Afpish HaPesuach L'Teich, although the house opens up into that patio. Now, when we say this, if the width of the patio is Arba Amas HaYasser, was 4 Amas or more. But it's less than that, Hadei B'chal HaBayis, that's already considered secondary and part of the house. So to the loft, which upper story, that's on top of the house that opens up into the house, with a skylar in the ceiling of the house, even though there it's wider than 4 amas, since it's part of the house, that's going to be included in the sale of the house. If someone sells a house, it's not sold the room that's within that apartment. Even though when he showed him on paper, he drew him the lines of the outer part and the dimensions which included that room. And Beloyas Agag, and neither is the roof included in the sale. If at least the roof has a wall, a boundary that has 10 handbreadths high, and his width of 4 amas, because that's considered a significant area, and that the sale never included, he kept it for himself. And neither is the pit that's dug in the ground, and neither the cistern that's built into the pit. Even though he's open the depth and the height, like we explained in the previous parak, unless he said from the and then he says, unless he add on extra words then, but until then, these things are not included in the sale of the house. Lacha Gimel continues regarding, now what's the path how to get to these parts of the house? But although so all these things not being included in the sale of the house, and the seller is keeping it himself, but the seller has to acquire loy derech for himself a path min alkech from the buyer kedei lekanes beborzeh or ledoy shashir to be able to get into the pit or the cistern that he left for himself. Why? What do you mean? Shakol ha-meichah, whoever sells ba'ayin yafa meichah, he sells very generously and he sells everything besides exactly what he specified. So either he could fly and get there, or he's got to compensate. He's got to buy for himself a path to get through to get to these to the pit and the cistern, all these different areas. Now, the mamle, but let's say he said to the buyer, "Mecharti l'cha bayis, I have sold to you the house, chotzim na boyer oyados, except the pit of the cistern," which he didn't have to say that because that's automatically not included. When he's specifying that, he's adding extra terminology, that's saying that he's even leaving a path for himself, and then ain't sarach l'kadosh later, he does not have to acquire for himself a path. And v'chen ha-mecher boyer dos bovat, so to, let's say, selling only the pit of the cistern, that's what he's selling. So here, in contrast to the seller, the buyer does not have to acquire a path to get to the pit of the cistern. Rather, he can walk into the house of the seller until the cistern, he can fill it up and he can leave because, like we said, when he's selling by Ayin Yafa, and that's including the path too. Halacha Dal. Now, let's say there's two apartments, one within the other. Let's say he sells the two apartments to two different people. Or he gifts these two apartments to two different people. Neither one of them has rights of motion on the other person. In other words, just like the outer one cannot go into the inner one, so the inner one has no right to go into the outer one, where he has to appease him to be able to get through. Now, even though if he sells only the inner one and he leaves the outer one for himself, the inner one would have a right because he's selling by Yafa, but here where he's selling it to two different people, just like he's generous to one, he's generous to the other one. And therefore, being generous to the inner one would be not generous to the outer one, and therefore they have no rights one on the other. Now, I don't have to say, if let's say he only gifted the outer one, which and he sold the inner one, where for sure the inner one has no rights on the outer one, because when you gift something, you're actually giving more generously than when you're selling. So therefore, when he's only giving it to the outer one, that's actually more generous, and for sure he's not giving rights to the one he's selling to be able to walk through the outer one. But let's say he only sold the outer one, but not something, and he actually gifted the one to the inner one, then the inner one does have rights on the outer one, because when we gift something, he's more generous more than when he's selling something, and therefore the one that got gifted has more rights than the one who it was sold to. Halacha Hey continues regarding the objects of the house that's included in the sale. So if someone sells a house, Mochras Ataner, he sold the oven, Vesa Kedayim, and the stove, Vesa Malbanes Apsachim, and regarding the pillars of wood that are around the doorway on the sides and on the basically the door frame, Hamachabar Matip, which are connected with mortar, Vesa Delis, and the door, Vesa Negra, and the bolt, Vesa Manon, the lock, Avloy Maftah, but not the key, which that's considered independent, that's removable. Omochras Maktesh, Sekavu, he's also sold the permanent mill, Avloy Maftah, but not the one that's movable. He also sold the wooden base, which on that you put the mill, where that's permanent, that's stationary. But not the vessel that the flour goes down into it, which is like a wooden basket. Neither has he sold the frame of the legs of the bed. Not the frame for the windows, even though they're connected with mortar, because they're just for beauty, and they're not really considered part of the house structure itself. Now, but at a time when the seller says, I'm selling you the house and whatever's inside of it, then that extra terminology is harikul mechurim, that's including all these things are being sold. Halach avav, what's included in the sale of a chatzar, of a courtyard? Hamechir is a chatzar, someone sells a courtyard. Some machar, he has sold the bayis, the shichin, the ma'arid, shabatecha, regarding all the pits and the caves and all these different receptacles of the water that's inside of it. V'chalabat machitein v'apanim, and all the houses that are on the outside and the inside, and the apartments that have sand over there to make glass, and all the stores that open up into the courtyard to sell only for those in the courtyard, these are all included when he sells in the courtyard, which is generally in Talmudic time was a complex with all these different apartments and all those different things. But the stores that don't open up, even though they're on the boundary of the courtyard, but they don't open them into the courtyard, they actually only open them to the street, in them, they're not being sold with the courtyard. But let's say, the store had an opening on either side, one for the courtyard and one for the Rishos HaRabim. So it depends. If most of his utility was for the selling of the people on the inside, so in Mekor Zimah, it's sold together with the Chatzar. But if not, if it's mainly for the Rishos HaRabim, the Mekor Zimah, it's not being sold together with the Chatzar. Neither is the movable items that are in the Chatzar included in the sale. But if it's not Shammah, when he says the courtyard and whatever's inside of it, then everything is included in the sale. But either way, no matter what it is that he's saying, he has not sold the bathhouse, not the olive press that's inside of it, because those have nothing to do with the court. They just happen to be there, and therefore they're not included. They're considered independent entities. Halacha Zayin continues regarding what's included in the sale of an olive press. So if someone sells an olive press, so that included in the sale is the large stone that's built in the ground, that you grind the olives on it, and the beams of the cedar that they lean on them when they grind the olives, and the vats and the vessels that you put inside of them, the crushed olives, which the mefarchas, which also means crushed. But it's not sold the upper mill. Now, when he says the olive press and whatever's inside of it, then they're all sold. Now, but either way, loymacher is not included in the sale as a kovshin shemachavshim behem hazesim, the blocks that are used to press the olives, lois a galgal, not the wheel that makes a turn, lois a curtain, not the beam, lois a sakan, not the sacks, but mesar tufim, which they're both sacks to carry the olives. It's just sakama, the ones that are made out of the goats here, and the matubim, the ones that are made out of leather. Those are not considered part of the sale at all. Halacha chas. Amalei, let's say, told him, beis abad b'chol tashmish avani moichalach, the olive press and all its utilities I'm selling you. Okay, then kol mechum, then they're all considered sold. Now, hayuchutzala chanuyas. Now, if let's say beyond the olive press, there were these stores, that they would spread out the olives or the sesame seeds, which those are all used for its oil to be pressed. If when he drew him the map of what he's selling, he drew the outer boundaries of them, then he's acquired it all. But if not, then he's only acquired what's inside of the olive press, but not the stores that are beyond the olive press itself. Halacha Tes continues what's included in the sale of a bathhouse. So if someone sells a bathhouse, which was composed of primarily three rooms, you have the inner room, which is where people are bathing, you have the middle room, which is where they would get undressed, and you have the outer room, which that's where they stand when they're still dressed. So, including the sale of the bathhouse, is mochar based on the sarim sheyesh maleim k'shem arumim. He has sold the room of the boards, which the people where people sit on them when they're totally undressed, and this based on yukamim shenoyim behem amayim. Also, the area where these wooden benches, which where they would utilize in the bathhouse, and they would put the water in front of every single person, that would take the water from. And there's Beisav Safsolim. So to the area of the benches, Sheyesh Malei Mechatzar Merchatz Kishem Labushim, where they sit on in the bathhouse when they're dressed. So basically all these three rooms. When they're undressed, the place where they have the water, and the outer room where they're dressed. And there's Beisav Bilo Hashem Estavgaman, also the area of where they would have the towels, where they would dry on in that area too. Avul, but Lemochas in the Sarm Atzmam, the boards themselves are not sold. They say come Atzmam, and these places where they would have for the water in front of them, those items themselves were not sold. But Lemochas sold Atzmam, not the benches themselves. But Lemochas base have Lemochas Atzmam, or taking out the word base, the towels themselves were not sold. But when he tells them Huvu Chomash B'Teichi, the bathhouse and whatever's inside of it, Adikol Mechum. So all these items are sold with it too. But Benkach, either way, Lemochas Breches. But he has not sold the pools, Hamasapkus Lemaim, that provides water for the bathhouse, whether in the summer or in the winter months. Those pools are not included in the sale. But Lo Beis Kinnas Eitzim, and not the house, the room where the water is gathered, that's also not included in the sale. But Vemamale, but let's say he tells him, Merchatz, Machol Tashmishim, and the Merchlach, the bathhouse and all its utilities I'm selling you, well then, then they're all sold, Apishim Chutz, even beyond it, because those are all Tashmishim, and that's all included in the sale. He's selling the whole business, everything, then those things would be included.